Brought to you by JMR Rentals, jmrny.com. Now you can support No Rest for the Weekend by clicking the link in the description. Your donation will help us create more great content each week. Please be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast app. Thank you so much for your support. Hello and welcome to No Rest for the Weekend. I'm Jason Godby, and joining me via Zoom today, he is an actor, activist, and acclaimed author, and one of the stars of the new horror feature, Bury the Bride, Mr. Chaz Bono. Welcome, Chaz.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Hey, it's great to have you. Thanks for doing this. I know that you're probably doing a bunch of these today, so I appreciate you taking the time. I want to talk to you about the movie, but first I want to talk to you a little bit about you. And kind of how you got into show business and so forth. Of course, you have a famous show business family, but when did you kind of decide, say, I want to do this for a living, I want to be an actor?
Sure. So it's kind of a two-part question. I first got into acting when I was 14. I was kind of, in a school that I didn't like and kind of miserable, and my mom signed me up for acting classes at Strasburg's in LA. And I kind of fell in love with acting when I was young. I ended up going to performing arts high school in New York City. And it was my passion. But as I started to get older, close to graduating, it became obvious to me that I couldn't play female characters. I didn't know why. I just couldn't do it. And so I ended up, going in a different direction. And then after transitioning, I was to 2012. I had gotten a couple weird cameo things, and they went well, and I got good responses from directors. And so I decided to stick my toe in and audit some acting classes, and ended up at Anthony Mindell's Actors Workshop, and spent many, many, many years there. And that's kind of what happened.
Can you tell us a bit about the movie, kind of what happens in the movie, and a bit about your role?
The movie is about a group of women who go away together for a bachelorette weekend for one of the girls. And you just kind of, get right off the bat, kind of as soon as they get there, that something is amiss and probably bad things are going to happen. And that's exactly what happens, without giving too much away. And then I play a character called Puppy, who doesn't speak much until this one portion of the film towards the end, where I get to kind of tell my story and you find out how I got involved in all this.
I always think it's a brave choice when actors choose not to be heard. Most actors like to talk a lot,
True. Yes. When Chrissy told me that, Chrissy Fox, who co-wrote the script and is the star of the movie, that was the character that they wanted me to play. I was like, he doesn't speak. He doesn't speak at all. Can you add some lines or something? And, she convinced me of the impactful nature that my character would have once I did speak. And just was kind of like, you just trust me on this. And I knew her well enough and trusted her enough to go for it. And, I think it works really well in the film. I mean, I think what they were trying to go for with this character is super successful.
When you're faced with a predicament like that, I mean, and we're not really in we're far from the silent era. Like you're not going to be Harold Lloyd out there, kind of thing. But did you have to do anything special to prep for the role?
Not really anything different than how I usually prep for a part. So no, it was just a kind of a new and different challenge, because I, had to give a performance that at a certain point, my hope is that audiences then look after I do tell my story, audiences I'm hoping will kind of look back and be like, okay, so that's why, he was acting this way. He was, for certain facial expressions and stuff like that, I think will hopefully, make a lot more sense at that point. So for me, it was just as an actor for most of the film, just kind of laying that track, those tracks of the performance. And then, yeah, I think when, when the moment that I do explain myself and tell my story, it makes it, super impactful.
I think it's always a challenge that Michael Caine has that great story about being in acting class, and he's in a scene and he's not doing anything, and his acting teacher says, "Michael, what are you doing?" He says, "Well, I'm not doing anything because I haven't gotten anything to say." And the acting teacher says, "Of course you have things to say. You have wonderful things to say,
Right.
but you stand there and choose not to say them," kind of thing. So I imagine that it was a great deal of listening and a lot of reaction shots for your character.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, I mean, and that is, I mean, acting is reacting ultimately. So you're doing that, you're doing that even if you're not speaking, even if your actions aren't vocal. So, I, try to have a lot internally going on and made real specific choices so that, yeah, it would I would eventually make sense.
This film, and I don't want to say, because we cover a lot of indie cinema on this show, so I've interviewed quite a few horror directors, and we cover quite a few horror films. There's so many of them out there in the indie horror world, particular. What do you feel like makes this one worth watching? What sets it apart from the rest?
Well, I think it's I mean, first of all, I think there are a lot of great indie horror films out there, so I don't want to like disparage, other people's films. I think that people are doing, amazing things now with smaller budgets, and acting in horror films is really good now. There's a lot, within, I mean, ultimately horror in a lot of ways has always been independent filmmaking to a degree. I mean, for me, it's exciting to be able to, to create something and to work on something and be a part of something that is, there's an immediacy when you're working in smaller budget films. You can get stuff done. We, it's been less than a year since we made the film. So, our turnarounds and stuff are just much quicker, and we can do a lot for, not as much money as other people spend.
Is there a certain amount of freedom for you as an actor as well? Like, do you feel like, I mean, because, we reviewed like Scream 6,
Right.
which, is basically like, it's like an assembly line of movies at this point. It's a big franchise. Is there more room to play? Do you get more creative input in the process, that kind of thing?
I think, well, I mean, I think horror in general, for me as an actor, it's the genre that I really love to work in because, I get to play, such diverse characters, and, you can play characters with real intensity, and it really matches my acting style. I'm a producer on this project. This is the first time I've produced, something scripted. And so that gave me, more input into the project. I mean, I was involved from, pre-production until now, when we're about to, kind of give our baby to the world. That's a new thing for me as an actor. You just kind of come in, you do your job, you do it the best you can do it, and then you go on to the next thing because, it'll make you crazy if you're like thinking about when it's going to come out, what's going to happen. You don't. So for me, this was, an opportunity to just be, really involved, throughout and to know, you know, what's happening every step of the way and everything. And I like that very much.
We see that more and more, in particular in independent cinema, with actors sort of taking the reins and developing their own projects. And kind of any acting teacher worth their salt will tell you, like, you have to make your own stuff. Was there talk about kind of films that inspired it, or things that, like, where you guys took inspiration from, certain kinds of movies?
We wanted to make something that was gonna really, you know, punch above what we spent on it. And, you know, and I think it really, it does. It looks beautiful. You know, we had always had that in mind. Like, you know, we want this to look like an A24 film. It looks great. And then I think, yeah, I think story-wise and everything, there are some good twists and turns. I think that people are gonna, you know, really enjoy that. And so yeah, I mean it's so different, you know, just doing it this way than you know, a bigger budget film or you know, there's a freedom about, you know, making this kind of cinema and just getting it out there and everything. It's super exciting.
Can you talk a little bit about the production of it, and like, how did you guys, so a lot of these films, they have pretty short production schedules, but like, where you made it and how long it took, and how it was made?
Yeah, we actually made the film in Lancaster, California, and we ended up with a really great property that had pretty much everything we needed in it. It had our main, you know, house cabin that the girls go to for this bachelorette weekend, and then it had another house that we use in another part of the film that's kind of run down and in horrible shape. And then we also utilized the they had this just great there's a double decker like trailer with a porch on it. So we utilized like all everything that was there, and it was a really interesting place to shoot. So that's when we yeah that's when we made that, and that's about an hour and a half outside of Los Angeles.
Was it one of those things where you kind of see it and you go, oh, this is it. This is like a set in existence kind of thing.
Totally, yeah. I mean, I don't think there was any set decoration that needed to happen. I remember seeing the photos of the property, you know, when Chrissy and Spider went, the you know they produced it and Spider directed it. Chrissy's the star. So they, you know, they went and filmed video and sent it to me, and I was just like, oh my God, it's perfect. Like it was just, yeah. And then when I got there, the house is even, honestly, it's even more oppressive and run down looking in person than it looks on film. Like you just can't even capture it. It had these incredibly low ceilings, so it just, and we have a lot of big group scenes, so you just, you know, you feel kind of just an oppressive tight, you know, feeling that is just works really well for the film.
Talk a little bit about the Chrissy and Spider, and how that kind of dynamic worked with you guys. Were you, I mean, you were producing, so you're on set every day.
I had you know, kind of what you were talking about acting teachers saying you gotta make your own content. For me, it was my manager who was had been telling me, you gotta start making your own content. You can't wait on, you know, other people to hire you. Got to start doing this stuff yourself. And Chrissy is also his client, so he hooked us. He'd kind of been telling us, you know, you guys are gonna love each other. I got to get you together. And so we met and totally, yeah, totally hit it off. And I did. They used to do a horror scripted podcast on Bloody Disgusting. So I, you know, did a two different one, did different characters for them on that. That was kind of the first thing. And then the script for Bury the Bride came along, and I loved the script, and I then saw Allegoria, which was Spider's first film, and I really liked that, and ended up, feeling really comfortable and, totally safe working with those guys. And it was, it was a great experience. I mean, at this point, we're in each other's lives a lot. So there's a, there's a good friendship on top of the working.
The other thing I wanted to ask you about is, the horror genre is kind of like a special genre in terms of the fan base.
Right.
It like more so than any other genre of films, it's like this fervent, rabid fan base.
Yeah.
How do you think fans will receive this one, and what do you want the impact to be?
So, I mean, I think that, audiences are going to love this film, horror fans. It's a fun film. It's very, has kind of this very, old school to me, just pace that is really intense. I describe the film as kind of a roller coaster where it starts off and you meet these women, and there's a little levity with them and everything, but something's coming. It's obvious that something is coming. And it's kind of like when you're on a roller coaster and you're going up that hill to then start all the. So from the time that we arrive, it all of a sudden that's when, it just starts going, and it's kind of nonstop action until the almost the end. And I think it's not, I don't know how much. I think the end is gonna people is gonna really like it, and it's not gonna be what they probably walked into the film thinking it was gonna be. So I think horror fans are gonna love it.
What's next for you? What do you got coming down the road for your next acting job or next producing job?
Yeah. So we're starting this team. We're starting to, work on a new project. We're in post, or sorry, pre-production right now for that. So that'll probably be the next thing that you'll see me in.
Probably can't talk too much about it, but is this another horror picture
It's
or?
another horror picture. Yeah, it's another horror picture, but very, very different from Bury the Bride. Bury the Bride is. It's an ensemble piece. There's a lot of us in it. It's incredibly suspenseful, and this other film that we're working on, horror, definitely scary, but I would say more of an intimate portrait of the main characters in it.
So the movie's going to be streaming on Tubi, but is there a website or anything like that for the film where people can find out more info, or Instagram or anything like that?
Yeah, definitely on Instagram you can find it. And yeah, I mean, and then just if you want to see it, Tubi, it's a great platform. It's free. Yeah, and we'll be up there on the 22nd.
Excellent. All right. Thanks so much, man. That was great.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And that's all we got for you today. Thanks so much for taking this trip down the rabbit hole. For more of our content, including our movie reviews, visit our website, norestfortheweekendpodcast.com. Don't forget to subscribe on your favorite podcast app or on YouTube, youtube.com/getbehindtherabbit. I'd like to thank my guest, Chaz Bono, and our sponsor, JMR Rentals. For Behind the Rabbit Productions, I'm Jason Godby. Thanks for joining us. See you next time.